So Taisha says in Megillah that So Taisha says that a that the Gemara Bracha says that a cotton could be motzi oviv in a derabanan because he's also only chayav midrabanan. So the cotton's chayav midrabanan and the father's chayav midrabanan. So in such a case, the cotton could be motzi his father. Because he's also chayav mirabbanan, so they're both chayav mirabbanan. So the rabbanan can be motzi the rabbanan. Okay, that's the Gemara brachas. So Taisha asks a question. He says, "How could the Gemara say Megillah?" Taisha, if you test him, based on Megillah. So how could the Gemara say that a cotton can be motzi a gadol with regard to Megillah? Megillah is rabbanan, right? So the cotton, is also rabbanan. So why can't a drabbanan be motzi a drabbanan? Okay? That's Tosfos' question. So the Gemara Bracha says that a drabbanan can be motzi a drabbanan, and a cotton can be motzi a gadol. But over here, the Gemara Megillah says, no, that a cotton can't be motzi a gadol with Megillah. And Megillah's drabbanan, so why don't I say? He's also drabbanan, a mafia drabbanan. That's Tosfos' question. So Tosfos answers. Tosfos says, no kasha. Why? Because there's a difference between trade rabbanon and chad rabbanon. In other words, the case in Gemara Brachas is speaking where the cotton ate kidei svia. Let's say he ate, so he's chayev midaraisa and birchas amazon. So now the rabbanon come along and they say, he's not chayev because of the cotton. But I mean to say he would be chayev midaraisa because it's a sheer deraisa. So the chum come along and they say that he's chayev. So that's one rabbanon. And the father didn't eat kidei svia. So therefore, what? So he's only chayav midrabbanan. So there we say, one drabbanan comes and is motzi another drabbanan. But over here by Megillah, it's not that simple. Because Megillah is drabbanan to begin with. And a cotton himself is really potter from everything. So now you're saying a cotton's chayav. So first you have to make him chayav. You have to say that the cotton's chayav. Right? That's one drabbanan. And now when you once you say he's a bar chiyuvo, so now he's going to be chayev also in a drabbanan. So that's two drabbanans. So two drabbanans can't be motzi one drabbanan. That's the answer. Mishum de megillah lekachiyuv afilu begedolim elamid rabbanan. The cotton ain't a mechuyev elamid rabbanan afilu b'shar mitzvahs. So even in other mitzvahs, a cotton's not mechuyev, only mid rabbanan. That's in Shor Mitzvahs. Ubegadol leka elachad rabbanan megillah. Sharei b'Shor Mitzvahs hu chayev d'oraisa. Okay? So Taisa is explaining that what? That a gadol is chayev in Shor Mitzvahs mid'oraisa. In Shor Mitzvahs chayev mid'oraisa. And now, the Chachomim, now, he's chayev in this one mid'rabbanan. Correct? But a cotton is not chayev in shor mitzvahs at all. So first you have to make him chayev in shor mitzvahs. And then once he's chayev in shor mitzvahs, now he's first going to be chayev in a drabbanan. So he's trei drabbanan. He's two drabbanans. Whereas the gadol is only one drabbanan because he's chayev in shor mitzvahs midaraisa. And since he's chayev in shor mitzvahs, and shor mitzvahs create drabbanans, create drabbanans. So shor mitzvahs create drabbanans. So it's only one drabbanan. Okay. See what Taisa means. Like, see the chiyuv to keep drabbanans is really deraisa, because that's from l'sosser. That's the chiyuv to keep drabbanans. But the entity of mitzvah mid rabbanan emerges from the chiyuv to keep. Kala Terakula emerges from Shor Mitzvahs. Now, by Shor Mitzvahs means he's a Bar Chiyuva. That's what that means by Shor Mitzvahs. So, since he's a Bar Chiyuva, the Torah is the primary institution of Bar Chiyuva. So, since he's a Bar Chiyuva Medaraisa, and the Doraisa says that there's a Chefza Shom Mitzvah Medarabonon, so therefore, the Shor Mitzvahs, his chiyuv b'Shor Mitzvahs creates a chaloi shem mitzvah mid rabbanan. Right? But that says the cotton, his chiv in shaar mitzvahs itself is the rabbanan. So now you're going to say that the chiv in shaar mitzvahs mid rabbanan creates another drabbanan. Because it means the chachamim are saying that he's chayev in mitzvahs, and now once you're chayev in mitzvahs, it's true the machayev in the rabbanan, but once you're chayev in mitzvahs, so now you're into the system of mitzvahs, and the system of mitzvahs itself proclaims a chefter shel mitzvah mid rabbanan as halacha. So that's trade rabbanan. So they say trade rabbanan can't be mapekhad rabbanan. Okay, so the question is why. So what we're trying to say is the question is the answer to this question. The thing is like this. In other words, what we're trying to say is we're trying to answer how the chum can be mechayev a cotton make a cotton of bachi, be mechayev a cotton of mitzvahs. Okay, since he's not chayev in any drabonans. So it's circular. He's not chayev in los osor. So how can he be chayev, I mean, in any mitzvahs? How can the chum say he's chayev in krishma? But he's not chayev in los osor. What's going to be chayev in krishma? Okay? So if you try to say that somehow or other that he has some kind of a chiyuv, you're gonna get into trouble, because then you're gonna say that a cotton can be over the rice on some in some way. You can say it's under the Targa Torah, but he has a p'tur. We try that, but that doesn't really work out, because the bottom line is you're gonna have to say that there is a certain chiyuv in the raisa, and if he violates it, the cotton's gonna be violating the raisa, and that's impossible. Okay, so what we're saying is the following, that he's really not chayev personally, but the chachamim gave his asiyah a din of mitzvah. They gave his asiyah a din of mitzvah. So you'll ask me, how could it have a din of mitzvah if he's not a bar chayuvah? So the answer is they gave him a din of a bar chayuvah. They gave him a din of a bar chayuvah. So you'll ask me, but how could they give him a din of a bar chayuvah if in fact he's not a bar chayuvah, right? So there I say that halacha works in its own realm. Okay? So in halacha you have two things. You have when a gavra is a bar chayuva vis-a-vis himself, the onshim in the davar. Okay? And then you have all the halachic manifestations of the phenomenon of a bar chayuva. Okay, since it's a bar chayuva, so it could be motzi. All the external results of the phenomenon of bar chayuva. Okay? So what we're saying is as follows, that the chachamim halachically split it. In other words, what they said is that b'nogeya to halacha, all the halachic manifestations of bar chayuva, every halachic phenomenon of bar chayuva exists in the cotton. Even though he personally is not a bar chayuva. But he asked me how you could split the two. You'd be right. You wouldn't be able to split the two if they were both the same. But since the halacha deals differently with the personal as opposed to the objective, so the chachamim simply split off the objective from the personal. In other words, in the objective system, everything, every objective quality that bar chayuva has, they gave to the kohen. I personally, he's not a bar chayuva, and God's not going to punish him, and he's not going, if he doesn't say krishma, nothing's going to happen to him, and he wasn't really over any kind of avera, personally. That is personal. They split the subjective from the objective. Subjectively, you can never be mechayavim. Okay? But there is, the halacha deals with the objective, b'nageya to all different halachas. So the Chachamim simply split off the objective halachic reality from the subjective halachic reality.
Right.
Okay. So even though even though logically it doesn't make sense to have the objective bar chayuva when it's not caused by the subjective, but that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. I mean, in halachic structure, it doesn't matter. The Chachamim can do that. So the Chachamim came along and they said that insofar as objective halachic world is concerned, he's a bar chayuva, it's a maisa mitzvah, okay? And why would Taisa say this? I'll tell you why Taisa would say this. Because Taisa holds kol tikkun rabbanan kein d'oraisa. So it has to be kein d'oraisa. So over here, it can't be came to Raisa because the cotton subjectively is never chayev, but the phenomenon of a cotton doing a mitzvah must be Kain Deraisa. So it must have all the objective properties of the Deraisa. So therefore, the cotton, when he does a mitzvah, according to the Chachomim, has a din of a Bar Chayuvah, has a din of a Maisa mitzvah. Okay? So he can't be Motzi Midaraisa because this whole thing is only Midarabanan. But he can be Motzi another Drabanan. Yeah, and so far as the Chiv Chinuch, I don't think anybody disagrees. That's what the Rav quoted Rav Chaim, that everybody holds them at a rice, you have to train your children. All the psukim in the Torah to tell you that. I mean, many, many times in the Torah you have that. So that's not possible. So that place has to agree with that. In general, but that's training. That's not, that doesn't give the mitzvah the character of a mitzvah. That's just insofar as the nature of chanoch l'nar pidarko. I mean, then you wouldn't have to necessarily have him do all the mitzvahs. Just not mitzvahs. I mean, he should be trained to keep the mitzvahs, whatever that training is. Okay? Yeah, you're going to have to say that the father is a chiyuv to do it. Otherwise, all these mitzvahs wouldn't have any object, wouldn't have any existence. And
the way they said the Darabana came, the rest they had to give them.
Yeah, no, that's right. Once they said these mitzvahs, now the father's chiyuv. Makes sense, yes. I would say if you tell me the Ramban argues. Ellie says Ramban argues because he doesn't accept the logic of it. So, if that's the case, and Ramban apparently holds that it's not Shayach, maybe we can explain the Ramban by Megillah. Now that I'm thinking about it. Okay, so now according to Ramban, Ramban says, the Ramban disagrees with this. Ramban's altius, drabbanon sfirulu she'eno bedin sha'kotten, afo pishe gila chinuch, yotzi agdom de chavosan, mishum de lav mitzvah di day, ela de avuha, di ihulo machayev be mitzvahs kol ikar. Rabbi Yehuda Atzma lo hitte bekotten ele be Megillah, ne she kulam hayu bosa aneis. Masham ben mevarach loviv be ben gadol ayri. Okay. Raya go says tovel of Meira. Shein de levarach. Okay. Ramban. And the Ran says, lo nichli bai peruko di iu lav bachiv ha ben mitzvahs afilu min rabbanon ki av bosa aneis mayava. V'hai v'tam ala shayach ala b'man davi bachiv b'shom mitzvahs kenoshim. Chavim lo nami. Right. Avoman de lo shayach bo chiyuv. Echem chavin lo hachi. Mishum hachi lefich ner dinat esvika. It's a funny thing. His logic is with the Ramban's question, and therefore he goes to the other side and he sides with Taisus, which defies the whole logic. I mean, it's a funny run. You know, how does Ramban say the Ran's question on the Ramban? Afenoyer bosanes. So what if afenoyer bosanes? But the fact is, they're not chayiv. They were there, but they're not chayiv in the mitzvah. Not chayiv in the nes. Yeah. But if you say that the Ramban simply rejects the logic of Tosfos, because he holds it's completely illogical, then it's true. You can't make any exceptions. You see. But if you hold the Ramban doesn't really object to the logic of Tosfos, that Tosfos splits off the objective halachic reality from the subjective hischaivos. Okay. The only thing is, he doesn't like it because since there's no involvement, since there's no relationship between the cotton and the schaivos, it doesn't make any sense to him. Do you know what I mean? It's like he's just stamping him a bar chiyuvah, whereas in fact there's no reality to his bar chiyuvah because he really has no chiyuv at all. So the shame bar chiyuvah doesn't make any sense. It's not that he holds that you can't do it. The Ramban agrees that Thesis is right. Mechanically, you can't do it. But he holds it doesn't make any sense to say that the Chachamim came along and just artificially stamp a Shem Bar Chiyuv on somebody that has no Sheiches to the Chiyuv. You see? But he says, since Afein Hoya Bosanes, so really they have a Sheiches to the Chiyuv. They have a Sheiches to the Chiyuv. In Kolotar Kula, they don't have a Sheiches. But since Afein Hoya Bosanes, so the Gavras of Bardas, so he has a chiyuv to be in Shevach Vador Yeah, he has a chiyuv. That's right. Philosophically, he has a chiyuv. So there, where philosophically there is a reality of chiyuv, there the Ramban says the Chacham can come along and give it halachic status. You see. But where there's nothing there to begin with, the Chachamim can't just go along and give him a stamp of a bar chiyuva, just mechanically. See, that would explain the Ramban. But the Ran, and that would explain also the Ran, why, how does the Ran go on a kotzer or a kotzer? I mean, first he says that you can't argue on the Ramban's argument. Then he goes like Tesfis, because he doesn't hold that way. Because he holds, afein hoyubos anes, he doesn't buy it. That's very nice philosophically, but halachically it doesn't have any value.
Well,
you know what I mean? Machloikis is if afein hoyubos anes is enough to permit the chachomim to create a stamp of a bar chiyuva. That's the machloikis between the Ran and the Ramban. So that's why the Ran says now that he doesn't hold like the Ramban svara, because he doesn't hold that since he goes completely like the thesis. Because he holds that that's, he says that proves that the Ramban is wrong, and you must say that the Bali Tesfis are right. Because what are you going to do with Megillah? So you must universalize from Megillah and see that, and say that from Megillah, what do you see? You see universally that there's nothing there, so you see universally that they can create a Bar Chiyuva. So if they can create a Bar Chiyuva, they can create a Bar Chiyuva across the board in Kol Torah Kula. That's why that I think would explain the Ramban and the Ran, and how come the Ran switches over to Shitas HaTesis. Right? That's what he does, right? The Machlag Zershana works out very nicely if you say that the Shitas HaTesis is that they gave it an objective reality. But then the question is, can you always impose an objective reality, or does that have to be some kind of a connection, some kind of a basis? So Ramban holds Afein Oyebos Anes is enough, and the Ran holds Afein Oyebos Anes is not enough, and therefore, you have to accept Shitas HaTesis. That's your only choice. Yes. See, Afein Oyebos Anes, I don't think it means that that's why subjectively they're chayev. Because subjectively they have to remain the same. But it means the kium of their performance has a value. Because they were part of the Nes. You know what I mean? It's not that because they were part of the Nes, so that's why they're obligated to be Meshabeach. Because then you're going back into the subjective. You're going to get caught over there. But if you say because hein hoyabos anes, so the person, when the person is doing this, who is this person that's doing it? He was there. He was part of the Nes. So it has value. It has value.
That
through
him.
That's correct. In other words,
all the people who are doing
that. That's correct. That's correct.
That's correct.
That's right. That's correct. That's correct. That's correct. That he is a part of the Pearson. Very good, Joshua. Very good. That's very good. That's very good. That the Afein Oyebos Anes means that his act is an act of Pearson, because he was there. It doesn't have to be Bar Chiyuva. So that's why, since, very good. So since he was there, so it's a gavra that's being meshabeach on an ace where he himself was there and he was safe from. So he was. So therefore he was nitzel. So therefore his maisa has an objective character of kriyas megillah.
Yeah, well,
so therefore they can give it the objective definition of mechuyev. What? Yeah, the Ran still doesn't like it because they still didn't cross the halachic barrier. And Ramban, but the Ran, that's really the machlekes. The Ramban holds that since it has an objective value, because afein hoyebos anes, so that, and that's why they could create a, they could stamp him as a mechuyev gedola. But the Ran says, as nice as it sounds, but the fact is you're crossing lines. Because you're saying, yeah, it has a value. But what kind of a value? Not a halachic value. Why does that entitle you to give it a halachic, create a halachic institution? Just because he was part of the Nes. It's nice philosophically, but that's the Ran's objection. That's the Ran's objection. You can see the Ran. I mean, more Mustafa like the Ran. So that's what Ron says, since that doesn't work, so he must say like the Bali Tesis. Okay?
Well, he goes back.
Yeah, he goes back. Yeah, he doesn't bother with the definition. Yeah, so the thing is like this. So what is Trej Rabbana now? The Rabbana can come along and they could say that objectively he is a Bar Chiyuva. He has a din of a Bar Chiyuva. which means that in derises, he is chayev. So they can give derises a din, an objective din. But by giving the derisa, of course they say he's a bar chiyuva. So they give him a din of a, they give him a din, they give the derises the reality of a siyas ha-mitzvah. Okay, and they give him a din of a bar chiyuva, vis-a-vis derisas. Okay, but that system will not generate rabbanans, because what generates rabbanans is the subjective chiyuv for the derisa. So therefore, they can only approach if it's an objective manner, they can only approach the thing they're approaching per se. Okay? And they'll say that is derises have a din of asiyas ha-mitzvah. But that'll never generate a drabbana. They'll never generate, because just because his derises have a din of a asiyas ha-mitzvah, midrabbanan, that doesn't bring in drabbanans on top of that. So therefore, right? So the question, the only question is, that's very nice, the only question is that he won't be chayv in trade rabban altogether. But I mean to say, is there a din of a cotton?
That's your whole thing.
In other words, no, let's now bring in the father. Is the father mechuyev to have his son do
megillah? Yeah, why not?
Why?
In other words, what Taisa is saying is that it's true that the father should make the kid do kriyas megillah, but that's only midin chinuch. But it'll never have an objective value. It'll never have an objective value as an objective mitzvah.
Right. I need drabbanan.
What?
Any drabbanan.
Any
drabbanan. The drabbanan could not confer the status of it having objective
status.
Having objective status
on a drabbanan.
Is it illogical to do that?
In other words, they can't do it. There's no way they could do it in one fell swoop, because the only thing they could do, they could say the system of the rices apply to him.
If they did it a second time,
they'd have to say, and the system of the rabbanans apply to him.
So that'd be okay.
But they didn't do that.
But had they done it,
it would have been good.
And it wouldn't have mattered.
That's good.
Then we would have gone back to the
yes. I want to tell you something. I looked into my notes from the Rav, because the Rav did this sugya. And basically, that's what he said. He said one more thing. He says, because otherwise, you'll have a strange phenomenon that a katan will be chayev midrabbanan. You'll see a strange phenomenon that a katan will be chayev midrabbanan, and he'll be pata midaraisa. In other words, that he'll be chayev in Megillah just like a regular gadol, if you don't say the straight rabbanan. So it'll come out a strange thing that he'll be chayev in Megillah just like any other person, but he's pata midaraisa. So there's no equation. That's what he said. This is what he said. I just looked down. He said, like, he said, you can't have it. Yeah, you can't have that a katan will have the same reality of a drabanan as a gadol when the katan is patam
d'oraisa. I mean, the reality of the Rabbanan exists in light of the Raisa, so you can't have a greater.
That's correct.
Reality.
It's not logical. He says it's not logical to say that a katan will be chayev in kriyas ha-megillah just like a gadol. Can't be. It's not possible. Yeah, he didn't speak out the framework. But I think, according to the way we're learning, it comes out very good. Because it's not possible from a logical standpoint. Because all they can do is give him an objective din of derises, and they can only relate to the derises. But now they'll need another takana to, and he has that too, it's also in there. They need another takana to in order to make the drabbanan the status of the drabbanan. Okay. In other words, what he was saying is like this, that they can, I'm interpreting the way we're learning, that they can create, they can give it a din of an objective framework. Okay. But the objective framework could never produce a drabbanon like a person that's a chayev and chayev actually subjectively chayev. That's what he's saying. Okay? So it works out very well. Good.
No, no. What you're saying, couldn't.
Because it's only chinach.
But it seems like the only problem is
treating the Rabbanon. I'll tell you. Right, you see, that's why the Rav said. So why is he chayav altogether? I mean, we're using the word chayav loosely here. But why should the cut and listen to a Megillah? Okay? Why do we have the cut and listen to a Megillah? So he says, that's only Medin Chinuch. Okay? So now you ask me, can one cut and be mostly another cut? So the answer is Medin Chinuch will be good. That's the way the Rav interpreted Taisus. That Taisus was saying that the system where you actually say a chayiv bedavar, okay, that's one system. Okay? But he says that in trade rabbanon, the second rabbanon is only midin chinuch. Because it can't be midin mitzvah. Okay? Because they gave the derises, they gave it din. They gave a din of a mitzvah, but they never gave the rabbanon's din of a mitzvah. That's you follow, right? So because that's not going to bring into play the rabbanon's. So why is he, so to speak, chayev mit rabbanon? Why do you have your cut and listen to a megillah? That's midin chinuch. It means it has no tzuras on mitzvah. So Taisa over there is moda that there's a din, that there's a chiyah for the father to do it midin chinuch, but it doesn't have a real tzuras on mitzvah, and he can't be motzi anybody. Because it doesn't have the value of a real mitzvah.
So how could he be motzi another
katan? Because that's chinuch. You're training him. Chinuch means you're training him to act as if it was a real mitzvah. What would he do when he was going to do when he gets older?
That would
be the same thing. That's the same. In other words, the same framework that he can listen to somebody else.
He doesn't demand when you're high for a couple, not high like a real kilo mitzvah.
You mean otherwise he'd have to read his own, otherwise he'd be more chama than anybody else. But the thing is that with regard to another cotton, I would say since the framework of schinoch, which is just training, so in that framework you're training him. So we got what? Yeah, Taisus, that's true. Taisus says that it's good by a cotton according to Abidu Kosafin Oyabas Nes. You're gonna have to say that they gave it a special din. Because Afin Oyabas Nes, they gave it a special din. Of a an actual mitzvah. Actual mitzvah. No, that's it. That's the answer. That's exactly what it is. That's right. You're right. So Taisus have to learn differently. Not like the Ramban. That there it's a special thing because Trei Rabbanon really is only chinuch, but over here they addressed it specifically. Okay, very good. That's correct. That's Machlokes Tanna. That's good. That's very good. It works very well. Yes, the Taisus question by Summa follows suit. It follows very naturally, right? Trade Rabbanon. Okay. So what do you have? Yes, the Taisus question is good. So Summa's a little different, right? Because he's still under the Averis Midaraik and the Averis. I mean, the Mitzvah is the Torah. So therefore, he's under the jurisdiction of the Torah. So therefore, he's under the, so he's chayef to listen to the Chacham. The Chacham says chayef a Mitzvah. But the problem will be chayev b'mitzvahs, but how is he going to be chayev in a drabbanon? Drabbanon won't have a reality because they only gave reality to the mitzvahs. Same problem as you have by a cut. What do you mean? But it can't create the reality of the specific mitzvah in a rabbanon.
No, but the reality of the authority of the rabbanon. The rabbanon says
you're
chayev.
No,
losasa.
It's not going to connect to the mitzvahs they create.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
It can't be greater than
the last. That's the answer. Yeah. Okay, so this question, we're going to count the same things by cotton, by summa, because it will require two tekanos. Because first they have to be mechayiv you in the derises, and then they're going to have to mechayiv you in the rabbanans, and there's no second tekana. So he won't be chayiv altogether. So Taisus answers, v'yeshlama do odof mekotten. Why should rain is chayiv from the derises, and Hashem came b'kotten? Okay, he was already mechayiv once. So what's Taisus' answer? Taisus not talking about such summa. There's another Taisus that, that's what he's saying. That's Taish Nain, yeah? Taish Nain is a lot of the difference. So what's Taish Nain, sir?
The authority of the Rabbanon is the Raisa.
That what?
That if you were a Bar Halfi,
I'll tell you, yeah, got it. But I'll tell you what the Rav said. The Rav said a beautiful answer. He said, because the problem over here is that the Chacham and the two Takanas. There's only one Takana that they said that he's Chayav and Mitzvahs, right? But now you're going to need another Takana for Chayav and Drabonans, which they never did, right? So he said, by Yesuma, since he was already Chayav and Drabonans, they simply said that the Drabonans that he was Chayav and before, he should be Chayav, continue to be Chayav.
Even though the original Takana included Drabonans?
What?
All the chiyuvim.
That's right. In other words, they said the chiyuvim that existed before exist now. What?
There'll
be an afkamina. Yeah. But if he was born a suma, they couldn't say that.
Or they have
to create it from nothing. That they couldn't do.
And if he goes blind before Bar Mitzvah,
that's the answer. What?
If he goes blind before Bar Mitzvah, maybe the same as being born blind.
Yeah.
He's not a Bar Hachmid, so he can't continue.
That's right.
So then,
that's the answer. Yes, two Gzeres, but the thing is, in other words, what he was saying was that they can't do it Yesh Me'ayin. They can't just say that he's. Yeah, no,
the original. It's not that they right. Anything which is equal to the.
That's correct. But they're saying that since he was a gavra that had drabonis before, you should continue with those drabonis. That's good. What the Rav said, I wanted to. I mean, I just had like one line in my notes, but I was thinking it over, and I really think he opened it up. I see more. You know, I gave it a share on Shabbos. You know, what I mean, I see more what he was saying. What he did with the Tesis is really a marvelous thing. Like his basic shot in the Tesis was. That Chazal couldn't be Machayev the Kotan the Rabbanon and simultaneously be Machayev and the Mitzvahs. Because then it would be an inequity. Come out that the Kotan was only Chayev the Rabbanon and the Mitzvahs, his Rabbanon is going to be equal to the Rabbanon of a Gadol. So that doesn't make any sense. So they couldn't do that. So therefore, he holds that they only were Machayev and Chinuch. So since it's Midin Chinuch, so he can't be mostly somebody else. Okay? So he gave me most to somebody else. But it fits in very nicely with Suma, because Taisu says the Suma that became a Suma later, in that case, it's okay. So that's what he wanted to say, because over there, you're not creating a new Drabbanan. To create a new Drabbanan that's based on a system of Chi of Mitzvah Smith Drabbanan to be equal to a God, that you can't do. But over here, they simply extended the Chi of Drabbanan that he had to begin with. You know what I mean? So since it's just an extension, so that is legitimate. That is a legitimate drabbanon. Because the question is, how do you get your drabbanon? So if you get your drabbanon from the old drabbanon, which already pre-existed, and you extend it into the suma's life now, so that's legitimate. But if you get your drabbanon by creating a substratum of a drabbanon chayav mitzvahs, that you can't do. That they couldn't do. So it fits in beautifully into the Taisvis. The Taisvis explains Suma because the Suma became a Suma later. It's a very big insight into the Taisvis, where the rough shot really, really unraveled it. I mean, since they couldn't do that, they couldn't make the Drabbanon based on the Chi of Mitzvahs Midrabbanon equal to a real Drabbanon, because that wouldn't make any sense. So that's why they tacked on. They just say I has to be chayiv. Chayiv and chinuch. So chinuch, I can't be motzi. But if they had a method of doing it, like the person was a bari before, and then he became a suma, so then all they have to do is extend the original chayiv midrabbanan, which is a genuine chayiv midrabbanan. So they have a legitimate source. So they have a legitimate source. So that's why you threw extension, so they avoid the problem. Okay, that's the answer. He wanted to explain the other Taisa says that any Suma. Another Taisa, I think Haftalah, says any Suma. So over there he wanted to say, because they had no choice. He said it was Yefsha. He says this Taisa doesn't hold that way. But there's another Taisa that holds even a regular Suma is also going to be able to be Motzi. They say midrabbanan. Ah, how could you do it? You had the same problem with the framework, and then the. So he wanted to say where it's efsher. He says over here it's efsher because they're machayev midin chinuch. But since over there they couldn't be machayev midin chinuch, so they had no choice but to do it. That was his answer. To be machayev. In other words, because his question was, there's another taisa that says suma doesn't not love dafka suma that became a sumo later. It was a bari and then he became a sumo, but he was always a sumo. So always assume you're going to have the same problem as by a cotton. So that's what the Rav said. He said over there, he wanted to say over here they were able to get around it because they were machayev midin chinuch. But over there, since it was efsher, so they had no choice but to really legitimize it with the Rabbanan. Okay? That's what he said. Maxim said a very nice thing on Shabbos. I mean, a very nice point. That it fits in nicely into the whole concept over here. That we're saying that the cotton, to answer the circular question, Hakalachon Machayev cotton Midrabanan, he's not Chayev in the Midraisa, firstly, how do you get started? Circular. So that we said that they gave him a din of Chayev B'mitzvahs Midrabanan, Klape Acherim. There's such a phenomenon as a Bar Chiyuva. Okay? If I'm a Bar Chiyuva, so I myself am Chayev. That's one thing. You can't be Machayev the cotton himself. But I have a din, a status of Bar Chiyuva, Klape Mitzvahs and Klape being Motzi, and with regard to other things. So they defined him as a Bar Chiyuva, Klape Acherim, vis-a-vis others. Okay? Maxim added one thing. He said it fits in nicely into the concept of Chinuch. Because since they rendered him a Bar Chiyuva, Klape Acherim, so subjectively he's not a Bar Chiyuva, but objectively he is a Bar Chiyuva. So since objectively he is a Bar Chiyuva, so the father has a Chiyuv to make sure that this Bar Chiyuva is Mekayim the Mitzvahs. That's a good point. It's a very good point. It fits in very nicely into the concept of because it has a fit into Chinuch. But according to this definition, it fits in very nicely. That since he's a Bar Chiyuva, so now the Av has a Bain. And at a Raisa, you have to take care of your Bain. All the Pesukim in the Torah. So since he's a Bar Chiyuva, so now you as an Av, Midaraisa, have a Chiyuv to make sure that he does what he's supposed to do. So Klape you, he's a Bar Chiyuva, so therefore you have a Chiyuv in Chinuch. It works out very nicely. That was Maxime here, that's a very nice way. Yeah. It puts Chinuch on a different plane. It puts Chinuch on a different plane. It's a different Chinuch. It's a real Chinuch b'mitzvahs. It's Chinuch. Yeah, it's a chinuch in the entity of mitzvahs, whereas before it's just a training. You know what I mean?
The Rabbanan is just a training.
But over here, it's a real chinuch with a tzuras on mitzvah. It's chinuch with a tzuras on mitzvah. That's the difference. Okay? It's very nice. It's very nice. Teisus, Shitsa Teisus comes out very, very nice. Now, at first, it's paradoxical, Shitsa Teisus, but you really think into it, it's very, very beautiful Shitsa. Okay, Rashi really is hard, because Rashi holds it's just on the off, so how is he motzi? 7.